Well, one suburb, or one council, I should say, where there has been change is Manningham. And I bring it up because Stephen Mayne, a man that you would probably be familiar with on this program, he's a business commentator. He's also a man who stands regularly for positions on corporate boards. And as he points out himself this morning, after 37 consecutive defeats in contested elections, yes, 37, he was over the weekend elected to Manningham Council. Stephen Mayne, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ali.
Well, yes, as you say yourself, you couldn't have put it better, really. The professional independent outsider is set to step inside the tent.
Yeah, quite scary, really.
Yes, I was going to say scary for everybody, I'd imagine.
Oh, well, I'm going to be very sensible, constructive councillor, and I've grown up in the area, so I'm really looking forward to serving. But, I've been a professional particularly shareholder advocates. I've run for 31 boards, not usually to win, but just to put pressure on situations. But this one, obviously, I was keen to win, and it should be really exciting.
Tell us about Manningham. What does it take in? What suburbs does it take in, and how big a change has there been at this election?
Oh, well, the majority of the incumbent councillors have changed. We had, for instance, I think three candidates who were all former mayors who were all, I think, into their late 60s or 70s. Been around for a long time, so there was a bit of a move for change in the air, and we've certainly got some change. Manningham takes in Doncaster, Templestowe, Donvale, Park Orchards, Wonga, so it's just where the suburbs meets the green wedge and the semi-rural parts out near Wonga Park.
And as you say, that well, so many of the councillors have changed, were there some really hotly contested local issues that it was fought on?
The tunnel, for instance, from Greensboro to Eastlink is obviously a big issue around the Warrandyte area. So that particular ward was focused on that. But look, it's the usual bread and butter issues. It's public transport. I mean, a lot of the streets in my suburb of Templestowe aren't paved, so there's the infrastructure questions. Rate rises have been moving slightly ahead of inflation in the last few years. Issues like that, which pop up in any election. The whole Doncaster Hill development. I mean, Westfield's just spent $600 million redeveloping it. The councillor who was sort of opposed to the whole Doncaster Hill development was defeated. It changes, but I think marvellous Manningham's in for an interesting time.
Stephen Mayne, you've said that you only decided to run the night before nominations closed. What made you want to run for council? Because, of course, we did see this year an enormous number of candidates. I think it was almost one, more than one in three, as in three ran for every one position.
Yeah, look, the numbers are up out in Manningham as well. Look, I've run for Lord Mayor, I've run against Peter Costello, I've run in Jeff Kennett's old seat, and I like to run. I believe in participation and democracy. And I know a lot of people are cynical about councils and complaining about the council, but I really believe people should run, they should stand, they should celebrate democracy, and they should serve. And I'm going to be encouraging a lot of these non-executive directors of big companies that I come up against to try and add a council to their portfolio. I mean, it's a great way to serve. It's a non-executive position, and I really think the community deserves more quality people standing for councils, and hopefully that's the way that things can move.
Stephen Mayne, thank you and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Ali.
Stephen Mayne there, he's a new councillor on the Manningham Council, and as he said himself this morning, he'd been for 37 contested elections, mainly, of course, standing for boards, corporate boards, and he'd had 37 consecutive defeats, but now he has been elected as a councillor at Manningham.